Even though.
Even though.
I can't let it go.
I can't let it go.
I get in my head. And I don't know how to get out. I want work. And then it's too much.
I want to create success.
And then sometimes I wonder,
what was I thinking?
What was I thinking? I really want to relax. And when I'm too relaxed, I'm bored and unfulfilled. What is this about?
I can't have balance.
Yes, I can.
Yes, I can.
I can only do
what I can do
in any given moment.
And everything else just waits
or causes a problem.
That's it.
That's all.
And all the problems
just wait
or turn into a different problem.
And that's all.
Or
those problems
finally go away.
I can only do
what I can do
in this physical body,
with this human mind,
before I need to sleep,
or I'll make a mess of it.
What is this program
that tells me,
don't sleep,
be brain dead,
and think some more,
even though you can't work,
can't function,
let's worry about it.
This worry program,
wouldn't it be fascinating
if I could upgrade?
If I could uninstall
and upgrade,
I'm all for worry.
From the perspective
that I figure out solutions,
I want to shift it.
I want to release
the vibration of worry,
the attachment to worry,
the addiction
to the feeling place
of worry.
I'm giving myself permission
to play a bigger game
when I'm ready to sleep.
I invite myself
to move out of my head
and into my body.
I don't have time for that.
I'm too worried.
Too much to do.
I can't take 5 minutes
to get grounded,
to get into my belly,
into my heart.
Just not going to work.
I only have one button.
It's called work a lot
or be scared I'm not working.
It's just one switch.
I'm either getting it right
or I'm just not enough.
Or there isn't enough time.
Or there isn't enough internet.
Or there isn't enough service.
Or there isn't enough cooperation.
Or there isn't enough communication.
And then I'm right back
into feeling punished.
And if I don't feel punished by you,
if the money's coming,
the work is coming,
I'll punish myself.
I just won't sleep.
I'll worry.
I can feel bad then.
Isn't that part of it?
When I'm doing well,
when it's all coming together,
when I'm learning new things,
when I'm being stretched
in the most wonderful ways.
I don't see it as wonderful.
I see it as stress.
It's stress.
Everybody says so.
I believe in stress.
I've read about stress.
This inability
to embrace
growth,
expansion,
and see it
as a wonderful
opportunity
to be so much more,
to allow so much more,
even sleep.
When I have things
that I perceive
to feel pressured by,
they don't really pressure me.
I believe they do.
How could they pressure me?
When I'm in the bed
and my head is on the pillow,
they don't pile up on top of me.
When I'm alone,
nobody's saying,
may I have it now?
I needed it yesterday.
You're not getting it done.
I want you
to be faster,
to do more.
Somebody's saying it.
Somebody's saying it.
I'm saying it.
I'm seeking.
To love and embrace.
This bossy.
Parent peace.
That wants to run the show.
I'd like to renegotiate.
With this parent peace.
That wants to run the show.
And loves the drama.
But there's not enough.
Not enough time.
Not enough solutions.
Not enough patience.
Not enough internet service.
Not enough connections.
To the right people.
To the right ideas.
This drama queen part of me.
I want to love and accept it.
And renegotiate.
I want to believe.
In the right amount of pressure.
The perfect level of anxiety.
To tap into creativity.
To ask for help.
To receive graciously.
And when my head is on the pillow.
And I desire to sleep.
I'm ready.
To let all that go.
While I take care.
Of my physical being.
This funny little war.
Between my mind and my body.
My mind's all about suffering.
My body's about pain.
My mind can create suffering.
My body knows pain.
And if my mind is suffering,
through perceived stress,
I guess my body wants on board.
So it gives up sleep.
I'd like to renegotiate.
With these busy, busy parts of me.
I can only do what I can do.
What if I enjoyed it?
What if I enjoyed a new level?
Of mental challenge.
Of work.
Of reward.
Of inspiration.
Of creativity.
A new level.
Of organization.
Of list creating.
And checking off.
What if I gave myself permission?
To look at me.
Right smack in the middle.
Of expansion.
And feel good about it.
Oh, I can't do that.
They don't have articles on that.
That's not what people talk about.
I need to look stressed.
Or I'm not earning my keep.
I need to be exhausted.
Or who's going to believe I'm valuable?
How will the work keep coming?
If I'm busy having a good time.
Even though
I'm holding very tight
to an old paradigm.
That it's all about survival.
And struggle.
I really want to let that go.
I am thriving.
On all kinds of new levels.
I'm so different today.
From who I was.
Just 2 years ago.
5 years ago.
10 years ago.
Oh, I knew suffering.
Even when I was having fun.
I knew all about suffering.
Even when I fought,
that was my normal state.
So wouldn't it be lovely?
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be easier?
If I could renegotiate
and invite
my mental body
to play nice,
to take turns
with my physical body.
And when my head is on the pillow
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow.
My body's turn.
My mind
is absolutely invited
to play at a different level,
in a different dimension,
and work out whatever needs to be worked out. But when I go to bed,
when I settle down,
when I soften this body,
I remind myself now
to get back into my body,
to thank my mind,
to negotiate with my mind,
and get centered
so that my physical being
is involved
in my work,
in my experience,
and it is one
of balance
and true self-love
and true self-acceptance.
Oh, they didn't teach me that.
Work's not about that.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'm choosing.
I'm giving myself permission.
To allow work.
To be one more playing field.
Where I can observe myself.
Delightfully observe myself.
Literally.
Expanding.
My consciousness.
My spirit.
My capabilities.
To be of service
to others
and to receive
compensation.
I love being me.
I love expanding me.
And I forgive myself
for not seeing
that perspective.